It's tournament style.
Hello and welcome to Tournament Style, the podcast where we rank things, put them in a bracket, and they fight it out to be the number one thing in whatever subject we are doing that week. For the month of April, I'm your host, Guillermo Delgado, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Austin Garza. Austin, week three of April, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing a little better. I'm not drinking this week, just water.
Right. So. You're drinking water, not... You're not subduing your feelings and emotions and critiques with alcohol.
Well, I'm still... just not with alcohol, right?
Yeah. You're letting loose this? Are you letting me have it?
You know what? It hasn't... I feel like I've been a little too harsh on you, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking I needed more discipline, actually. Well, not like... Not kinky in a way, but like more of like structure from you.
Nobody thought it was kinky until you said it, okay?
Kiki?
What?
So, week three of me hosting, I want to actually reflect a little bit. I had a lot of fun having intern Renee on last week. I thought the episode was good. I actually went back and listened to that one. I enjoyed it even like as much as I enjoyed making it. I enjoyed listening to it. So, yeah, I don't know. So shout out to intern Renee, if you're listening, who does listen too. He does listen.
I don't think I'm ever going to go back and listen to these four that you host, but I'll take your word for it and say that it was good. Yeah.
Fine. I like to set the bar low. So there's a possibility that's going to be the best out of the four. So if you do go back and listen, I would just not having recorded 50% of them, I would go with that one. Yeah, definitely.
I won't.
You just won't any of them. Won't listen to any of them. Couple interesting things, especially pertaining to the bracket we're doing today. I guess I'll talk about that when we're ready to get into the tournament. We've got our rant segment that I know we both.
Yeah, are you rushing me? Do you have somewhere to be? Or are you?
I guess I'm doing from a top of the episode to bottom rundown, and then we'll start with the thing. You know what I
mean?
You're
doing like a table of contents.
Yeah, thing. I'm kind of like, hey, here's what's gonna happen.
You know,
in the episode.
I said I'd be like less harsh on you, but I mean, I just want to say you don't. Really
you don't like that one?
Yeah, I just feel like just go through it. You know what I mean? Like just do it. You don't gotta talk about.
I guess. So. I guess it helps me. Can I say it and then you cut it out? Well, anyway, let me say this at least. I do have one segment that's not the rant segment. Do you have anything before we get into that that you want to talk about? How was your week? You know?
I feel rushed. Are you trying to make this like a 30-minute episode here? What's going
on?
No,
no. This is casual.
Nice casual? You're asking me to spit out what I did this weekend. You didn't even ask like a normal person.
How do normal people say it? No, we're not rushing. The last couple episodes have been a little bit... Through nobody's fault, like directly, but have they been a little on the lengthy side? I guess
it's your
you'd
fault.
Say it's not my fault, but I'm not doing the podcast by myself, right? I think if we,
yeah, I guess that's a true statement.
I guess if we went and timed out like how long everybody talked on last episode, it'd be pretty even. I think it's fair to say.
No? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm speeding up my talking. you can go slow though. How was your week?
It was good. I hung out.
Yeah. Did you
Austin FC played their first soccer match?
That's right. I watched like 5 minutes of it, maybe. Did you watch the whole game?
No, I watched a little bit of it, yeah.
That's cool. I heard they lost, so that's...
Yeah, I think they have yet to score a goal. So.
Okay. Well, and that's their first... Like, there was no preseason or anything, right?
Their first game was Saturday.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool. But the, and that was their, that's the first game of the season.
This, their first game was on Saturday.
I guess I shouldn't ask questions about soccer because, you know,
Super League drama.
Oh, what happened in Super League?
It's hard to explain, but
what? Why would you bring it up?
We're not a sports pod because I don't like, I like sports, so I'll bring stuff up, but I don't like going into detail. I'll
you just don't mean to ask it. You about it.
You can ask about it. I'll just tell you. It's a lot to explain. It's we don't like the Super League. Let's just say that.
You know what? Let's go at it. You can edit this and kind of make it work. Let's go at it from this angle. How do you feel about Super League? Tell us that, nothing else.
We don't like the Super League.
Nice, nice, nice. I like it. I like it. Me neither, because...
Jake Paul fought this weekend.
That's right. I didn't watch that. How did that go?
He won.
He won? Okay. Yeah. Did you have any expectations for that?
I thought he would win. I didn't. I don't want him to win.
Uh-huh, right. But you thought he would...
He fought a wrestler in a boxing match.
Oh, I see.
And I did not think that the other guy was going to win. And he
I was right, correct. Right. And Jake Paul, I guess. All the you call them fights in boxing world? all the boxing matches, sorry, that have happened or that Jake Paul has I guess of course they'd be boxing matches. All the fights Jake Paul has done have been boxing matches, right? Is that yes. I don't keep up with it as you know a ton. Okay, cool. So he's kind of has some experience, you know, now.
Yes and no. So.
Okay. You think he's just thinks he's big shit, so that's why
he's a big influencer, right? So you can get
right.
he can sell tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, like the last one that just happened, he fought a wrestler.
Right.
He was in the UFC. He was in the UFC.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that's what I assumed you meant when you were like a legit wrestler.
Yeah, right? he's not someone
who player wrestles, right? He fought a wrestler like someone who, you know,
like
pillow
you.
Fights.
So he fought that him, and then before that he fought a retired like NBA like bench player.
Sure, right. Sure.
And then before so that, he fought another YouTuber.
Right. I think that's the only one I remember was that one. And I maybe like watched a little bit of it. You think that's something that would like work for us maybe?
If we started boxing?
Yeah, it's just boxing random people like a kid or something. I don't know.
I'm not gonna
take that out. Like, you know, like a punk kid, like 19 years old or something. A good safe age.
If you call someone
I'm 20. Wait,
call
how old
someone
am I?
Out.
Call no.
Who do you want to box?
Give me a genre of like who should I
anyone you can think of.
You
like
know
that,
what?
That
Let's do like
know.
A podcast. Let's do a podcaster. Hold on. We've got to think someone who could actually maybe we could get. Wait, why?
Because I don't
That'd
I don't
be
know.
Easy, right? Like we just me and you train for a bit. We train and then we're ready to go in like 2 weeks. It's a podcast. Like, come on. Oh, let's fight. Look, let's fight one of the BXG guys. We'll be fine.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. BXG, by the way, we love you. Should I mention that? They are. We really want to do an episode.
You know
with
what?
BXG.
Who I'll box?
Yeah. What's up?
I'll box one of the Stranger Things kids. They're of age now.
Oh, don't ask me, but I mean,
yeah, I want to fight one of the Stranger Things things. One of the Stranger Things kids.
One of the Stranger Things kids. So
and give me
out,
any of them. I don't care. Give me 11.
What's,
I don't care.
What's the main kid? Finn. What's the main?
I like
kid's
Finn,
name?
But
what's,
yeah,
what's his,
Finn Wolfhard. You
know, it's an athletic sportsman like thing. You don't have to dislike each other.
Yeah, but I feel like in that sport specifically, it works better when they don't like each
when
other.
You, oh, when there's beef, you want to have beef with someone.
Yeah.
Which which Stranger Things
the
kid
one with
do
no
you
teeth.
Think you'd have beef? Stop with the nut.
The one with no teeth. What? What's wrong with that?
Okay. No, there's nothing wrong. But like, you don't know his name. Hold on.
His real name?
Yeah, the actor, man. his character's name is like
Dustin, or
Timmy,
something,
or
right?
something. Oh yeah, Dustin. You're right. Oh, I'm gonna say his name wrong.
What the heart gonna be?
Matarazzo?
Oh, Gaten? Yeah.
Gaten, Matarazzo.
Gaten, yeah.
So it's Gaten, not Gaten?
Gaten, I think.
That sounds very like Russian with a beep. That's, excuse me, can you bleep that? That sounds sure. very, do you need the bleep again like we did?
No, you're good.
Okay. That sounds very Italian.
Like, yeah, I think he is Italian.
It is? Okay, got it. It looked like it, and I didn't know how Italian I should American. Actually say it.
Yeah, he's probably from Jersey or something.
Gaten Pizza, Pizzerato, Bugatti.
What about you? Bugatti. Who are you, Buck? Who would you want to call?
Should
who
I just do another, right one the another one of the Stranger no,
come
Things
on,
kids?
Get someone else. Get out, I'll do get off my
Millie
term.
Bobby Brown. Let's,
get off my term. I already called out. I said that like Daniel no, Levin. I made that
17
joke.
17 years old. Hold
I
on,
made that joke already.
Okay, get okay, okay, okay. Hold on. You know what? I also want it to be someone who I think it could possibly happen, but the first person that came to my head was like Tom Hardy, who I think would be probably a breeze. But
you'd get I don't smoked know. By Tom Hardy.
Hold on. I don't just don't know if we could get him, so I guess we'll never know.
You would get destroyed by Tom Hardy.
No. Okay.
Bane?
What kind of faith
Venom.
Do you have?
Bane.
Okay, so he played some characters in him. It's a movie, Austin. It's not real.
Yeah, but he has real muscles, right?
No, well, sort of. Like, they're movie muscles. They're glam muscles, right? He's got glam muscles. I'm doing the real
exercises in the
gym. I don't
necessarily disagree with what you're saying. I just think compared to your non-glam... Like, you don't have glam or real muscles.
You know what? Maybe we've got beef now, because that was pretty... That was a little bit hurtful. That
if you come down to my weight class, I will box you.
The point of the real muscles is you don't see them, Austin. There, it's like a surprise
attack.
Yeah,
but you don't... That's fine. I agree with all that. You just don't have them.
Oh, okay. You don't believe in them. You don't think they're underneath the...
You can't believe in something that's not real, right?
in the wrestling,
like you can't believe in Santa.
All right, all right. That's if not Tom. If I can't, if you won't let me box Tom Hardy,
you can box Tom Hardy.
If you won't let me box Tom Hardy, then who are we going with?
Take Tom Hardy, man. That's
no. I could never have beef with Tom Hardy. Is the issue? Mostly because of his work in Mad Max. But let me think. What's hot? What's topical right now? What are you watching? What's anything?
Why don't you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Match of that'd be like the match of the century.
You're both like 5'11".
Both like similar build, similar probably bench around the same. yeah, I agree. It's a perfect. Yeah, it's a perfect. All right, well. You know, he's never going to listen. I mean, if this ever gets to him, it'll be like, what, in 10 years when people are like, have listened to all our good stuff and they're going back and back and back to our, like, the archives
yeah,
of our shows.
He's probably dead.
And he's probably ran a four-wheeler off the side of his mansion or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's dark. I'm very dark. I feel very dark today. So if I say anything, guys, this is all, it's all a ruse. They say, what's a ruse?
Yeah, they get it, man. You're good.
Do you want to do our quick segment?
Yeah, do whatever
before we went. It won't take very long.
We kind of ran long on us talking about.
Did we? Do you have a rant then? Right.
You want to go rant first?
Wait a minute. No, let's just skip the other side. I don't think you'd like it anyway.
Just
so.
Bring it up.
Do you want to hear what it is, and
yes,
then we can
just talk about it?
Would you? So it's kind of a like about us. It's just kind of like a kind of reflect a little bit. I'm going to give you an episode of Tournament Style. You try to guess what number episode it is.
Okay.
Sound good?
All right. Sounds good. That's going to be difficult in like a year or two, or we have
a lot
more, but I like this.
Okay. I'll give you a couple tries since getting the exact number is a little bit tough. This episode was pretty interesting. The one where we fall.
The one where we fall.
And I'll tell you when it came out. September 15th.
Oh.
2020.
That makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. Don't count weeks. Ooh, close. You're too far. Too high.
I mean, you can just give it to me if I'm close. Like, just tell me what it is.
It's more than five away. You just want to know it?
23.
Oh, nice. 25.
Okay.
It's good. Let's do a couple. Let's go far. No. I don't want to tell you which. Yeah, I don't want to tell you. Let's go in either direction. Oh, I love this. I love the name of this one. Big Feet, Small Problems.
I was about to say, I don't even know what that's about, but I'm...
That was with Franz.
It is with Franz.
Tell me if you want the date. Tell me if you want the date.
I think I'm okay without it. I'm going to say... 34.
That was a really good guess. That's 37.
Okay.
We recorded it December 16th, which I remembered it in January, actually. I thought
I
it was
remembered
later.
It in November.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah. November was an interesting few episodes, actually. Okay. And then.
Oh, that was a theme month. Why did I? Yeah. Okay.
Foodvember. That's right. Yeah. Well, Foodvember could have been any of the Ember months, to be fair. So I guess.
October.
Yeah, exactly. The last one. When did we do? When did we do the Tournament of Champions? Which I want to do another one of these.
We did that in Kirkcray May.
Ah, shoot.
So okay. That is number 12.
That is number 11. Dang. That was really good. Okay. Nice. I kind of came up with this because the other day I was reflecting, you know, at just the fact that we have over 50 episodes, like I sometimes don't like really that's pretty awesome. That's, you know, considering we do it weekly, but that you know, I wanted to reflect on some older episodes. Which actually brings me to a point, cause you know, the podcast had been a little bit rocky. But we're still having a lot of downloads. It's just not the latest episode. So I think people for some reason are going back and listening to like older episodes and haven't been able to pinpoint exactly. Like, you don't have to listen to it chronologically, but they won't get this message.
You're talking about people not listening to these, like, past,
the latest
like, three,
one.
Past
no,
two, and
I'm
this
so,
one?
I'll presumably always this has been an issue, I would say.
Sure?
You know, I don't know, man. I guess when you start digging, you start finding these things that you didn't want to dig up.
Well, you only dig when you need to dig, right?
So, do you have any rants today?
Yeah. I do, actually.
Let's keep this episode under 20 minutes.
What?
Edit.
So, you were trying to rush me this whole time.
Well, no.
Duh.
I feel like Spotify is going in the direction of YouTube, where I think podcasts should be kind of like YouTube video length.
I don't think that's true at all. All
right. Well, I beg to differ.
Okay. People live in big cities and they commute.
What's your rant, man?
That's it. I'm starting.
How big can a city get, right?
Do you want something like somewhat serious or like something sort of dumb?
Actually, I'll take a serious one, actually.
Okay. A serious one? I got you.
Okay.
Staying together with someone after you don't like them anymore isn't you being nice. So
no,
you know how like
not.
People don't want to break up with people because they're like scared to hurt them,
right?
Or they think like they're being the nice person by staying with them. That's not true at all. They're being the worst possible person they can be by staying with someone.
That's pretty toxic.
Yeah,
I would say.
Exactly.
Like on a real, if we're talking real, like real talk, that's I think a very toxic.
In their head, they think they're doing it for the other person. They're like, oh, like. They'll like hurt themselves, or they won't like be able to go on, or they'll be just devastated, when in reality they're doing it for themselves, because easier thing is to just stick with that person.
That it's easier, and then that person doesn't have to go through the responsible mature things that you have to do when a relationship isn't right. But then also in some cases I think it becomes like a I'm doing you a favor, like
exactly,
I'm a good person
not
by
true.
Not No. I think it's a pretty toxic thing.
Yeah, I'm glad. I know you definitely would agree with me on that, but just like for anyone that needs to hear this, you sticking with someone that you don't want to be with anymore is not right. the correct thing to do. You need to talk yeah. to them, communicate, and tell them either, you know, what the problem is or that you don't want to be with them anymore.
Right. Yeah.
And then be with them.
And you need to possibly, you know, you yourself do some soul searching as well. If you think, if you're not at that conclusion and you're maybe not sure, then you need to make sure, make not sure, I would say. Not that we're like a relationship podcast, advice podcast, but yeah, you need to just always be sure that you're not, yeah. Because relationships, especially if you're closer to our age, because if you're listening, I assume you are, like it gets to the point where like, you know, it's your, well, however you choose to live your life, but it's, you know, it's pretty serious. Like people, like it goes down to emotional well-being, mental well-being, just like life style and life well-being, what's a quality of life and development of your just yourself as an adult emotionally and mentally and like all that stuff. So that really, you think, oh, it's fine for a few years, but then you're missing a lot of good developmental years as well, because there's so many people I think over the age of 30 that don't get past the age of 19 or 20 mentally and emotionally.
Oh, definitely.
Which is crazy.
And like yeah. you said, we're not a relationship expert or whatever, but like there's so much like, like this could be a relationship podcast. Like if there's just so much to talk mm-hmm. about in terms of like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's,
So for just sure. obviously there's like, you know, rules and exceptions for whatever, you know, sure. you're looking mm-hmm. for, or whatever you want or whatever kind of person you're trying to be. But yeah, just in like a, you're right. There is a lot of like growing that you have yeah. to do.
Yeah. Yeah. But actually, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. That's weirdly kind of the mood I'm in. Like just kind of be a little bit serious. And I feel like I'm supposed to be kind of kooky and crazy all the time because I'm Guillermo, but it feels nice to kind of do this, even on the podcast.
It's just like a 2-minute rant.
Yeah. Which probably cut it down to like a minute or so. But
I'm just trying to help people is what I'm doing.
I like that. I like that it was kind of advice, not as much as a rant as it is kind of just like, hey, like here's some advice. Here's a thing from my life that maybe can help you.
I guess so the rant part is people that. Who think that they're doing the right thing. You're not.
Yeah, that's fair. I like that. Call it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, it grinds your gears.
It feels like it's not like a common thing, but it's definitely like when it does happen, it's like they think, like they're in the right by not breaking it. It's like, no, you're actually the worst person ever right now.
You can identify that pattern when you kind of see it unpack a little bit. I think that's great. And you know what? It's a great segue into the tournament we're doing today because I have been stabbed in the back. What? I have been betrayed, as it were, sort of. We're talking about relationships.
That
was great. That was good.
What's going on here? Man.
I like that. Was
that nice. A fake laugh? What's happening?
No, I'm sorry. I listen to a lot of different podcasts. This one has a special place in my heart because it's another two-man podcast, and I really like their chemistry, and I like to aspire. I like for us to kind of aspire.
Okay, I see where this is
and
going.
You see where I'm going with this. This, and I'm talking about the No Joke podcast with Adam Lustig and Billy Scafuri, who I think are both extremely super intelligent, super well-spoken people, perfect type of people to do a podcast. I love them. We don't model our show after theirs, but I aspire to have the quality of conversation and content and insight that they have.
Definitely. On the HeadGum Network, No Joke on the Podcast. These two are hilarious.
They're awesome. Obviously, they don't feel the same way about us because...
no, I guess not.
What they do, they have aspired and conspired, actually, to steal the only thing that our podcast is even about.
Right.
Which is, can you tell, what do we do on this podcast, Austin?
On Tournament Style?
What's the only thing we do?
We host tournaments.
We host a tournament every week.
Every week. About something else.
We're getting pretty damn good at it is what I'm feeling.
I think we're the best in the biz.
We certainly have the potential. Okay. But not if these big time guys start eking into our territory, honestly, you know?
Right.
We're a small fish in a big pond, and we've got to grow a little bit, but I think the right things align. I think we've got a good path. But they decided to go and do a bracket on their last episode is what I'm hearing. I haven't listened to it. I'm still steaming a little bit. I think I need to calm down before I go and actually digest the episode and give a real opinion on it that's not clouded by hate and fear.
We haven't listened to this specific episode.
I haven't listened to this episode of No Joke. The hat bracket, they call it.
They did a hat bracket.
I'm glad they didn't use tournament, because then we would be legally, you know.
Well, that's probably why they didn't.
Yeah, exactly. They probably. I have this. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on this podcast. I admit to being a little bit paranoid. Weirdly enough, this isn't the first time something happens on another. Specifically HeadGum podcast that I've done, that you and I have done on a like podcast. So I've got like bits, I've got like these a bunch of things that we've done, and then it happens on like, and you go back and check the air dates, bro. Go back and check it.
We
did some of the stuff. We did it first, I gotta say. I get a lot of my humor, especially podcast wise, from HeadGum. So our brains just are thinking the same way. They stole the I'm just going to say it. I'm going to accusatively say they stole the whole tournament thing from us. So we're going to steal their bracket. We're doing the hat bracket from No Joke Podcast on tournament style today. Without further ado, sorry that took so long.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I do talk a lot, don't I?
No, you talk the perfect amount. It's a podcast, right? This is April. The theme month is you hosting. You are the April Fool. And I love that we're just taking a tournament, a bracket that's been made, and a tournament that has been done. But we are taking it and doing it ourselves because they stole it from us, technically. So
you got to make those calls as the man with the big hat, right?
I like that. That's the honorable mention.
Hat.
Yeah,
the chief's boss hat. Hold on. I meant like police chief. Okay. All right. Don't. All right. Also, why we're both wearing hats. Actually, you already had a hat on, but I put a hat on for this.
So. We are both wearing hats. I put the hat. Well, I didn't have a hat on, but I. Put the hat on because my hair looks bad.
Did anyone care who you were before you put the hat on?
That's good. You should fight him.
Oh, okay. I really should. I should be Bane.
Well, if you beat him, you can be Bane.
I should be Bane now. Okay, that was bad. Do you want to get started?
I would love to get started.
All right, the 1 seed versus the 8 seed. This graphic I'm looking at is really good. So
it helps you a lot, right?
We should do this. Yeah, it helps me a ton. The 1 versus the 8 seed. This is the first round. The first match of the first round. This is the baseball cap, I would say, first of all, versus the beekeeper, like hood.
Okay. This is supposed to be the hat bracket. Don't get angry.
This is
right?
We're still to be the doing hat. It. I'm just saying. I'm going to put it out there. The baseball hat versus the beekeeper hat. Okay.
First off, I will say that there. If you do want a visual of the bracket, you can go to their Twitter account, right? Mm-hmm. At No Joke Pod.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you can see. Maybe we'll retweet it. I don't know.
Go to our Twitter. I'll retweet it from our Twitter.
Twitter.
Just at, do it.
Tournament pod.
You think that would catch their attention if we retweeted the hat there, that picture from tournament style?
Sure,
podcast?
It's at tournament pod. Right.
Anyway, sorry.
So, okay, the baseball hat. So, well, okay, well, they have the whole bracket where you can see all 8 hats, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is the baseball hat, because they don't have the hat I'm wearing, which is my favorite kind of hat.
Which
unless it qualifies under the baseball hat.
Right.
Which is the dad cap, the dad hat. Are those the same thing?
I think that the dad cap must be an evolution or like a branch of the baseball cap. To me, if you ask me what kind of hat is this, I would say baseball cap. But I do agree that there is a difference, but I think maybe there's an umbrella. I would put dad hat under.
Sure. The only difference I would think of it is the baseball Depend. Well, I guess it depends, because back in the day, they sometimes had like a flatter.
Oh, really?
Like yours.
I thought the point was to have like the curved, not the point, but like.
It was always curved. And then for like a couple years, it went a little flat. And then now it's back to curve.
Okay.
Gotcha. It's almost like just fashion, which is like, yeah, where the dad cap falls in. So, yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree that this is the baseball and it's like a dad cap.
Which is just a casual cap. Also, all the other casual caps fall under this, I would say.
And I'd say this is my favorite kind. And this is going up against the beekeeper's hat, which is not a fashionable hat, but it is what's that word when you like when you give a gift and it's
functional?
Like, it's functional. That's the word. It is a functional hat.
So if I gift you a beekeeper hat, you'll be like, well, I guess I could use this one day.
I wouldn't say those words. But I can see
because you hate all my gifts. That's
well, I don't like don't functional say, gifts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've,
give me this. Yeah, give me something I can
that you can enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a toy that I'll throw away in like a couple of days. That. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a child that I can sell. Right.
Yeah. Looking at all of these, the baseball cap's going to be one of the most accessible and probably most popular ones. I don't know. Maybe it is the Hershey's. I'm not sure. But when going up against beekeeper, to be fair, beekeeper is the eighth seed. I would say baseball is probably going to take it for me.
Yeah, I think baseball wins this one. Might have a tough road like in the next matchups, but we'll see.
Definitely.
It definitely skates past the beekeeper hat because.
I agree. It's a whole getup.
I wouldn't. Could you ever see the beekeeper hat coming in style?
No, it's the one that covers your whole face, right?
Well, I guess we're mesh. In a pandemic. It's mesh.
It's okay.
Right?
Oh, you know what? I know what you're talking about, and I've been imagining like the hazmat suit looking thing.
No, yeah, you're thinking of something else.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Not in style unless it's like wearing it to like the beach or something, right?
Functional.
At the beach. Not very.
Well, how often do you go to the beach?
I'm looking at him and that's very clear mesh. Maybe if you're at a safari or something, because safari hat isn't even on.
What
here,
if you. So. Okay. You know what? I just wouldn't be surprised if they came into fashion, but we can move on.
That's a hot take, maybe a little bit. predicting the beekeeper hat fad. You heard it here.
I think if we did this bracket in like 10 years, it might not be an 8 seed. I'll say that.
Ooh, interesting.
I'll say that, yeah.
You know what else I would say? The fact that you said it / did it on this podcast means that it will happen, because that's just what happens with this podcast. Right. I don't know who listens or if anyone does, but it feels like people are listening. It just does. I think we're some kind of weird, what's the word? Telepathic? Nope, that's not it. Let's go on to the fifth and the fourth seeds. This is the second matchup of the first round. Gardening hat versus bucket hat, which you had to enlighten me as to what that was. But I know what a bucket hat is.
I don't know how you did not know what a bucket hat was.
I've just never called it that, honestly. That looks more like a fishing hat to me, actually.
I mean, it is like, if you're talking about the functionality of it, you don't use it to bucket, sure. But it's talking about the shape, right?
I know. I get it. I get where the name came from.
But you're saying like it's a fish. You're saying it should be what? Well, called fishing hat? Like, what are
sorry,
you saying?
Sorry, let me restate that. I've always called it a fishing hat, so that's why I didn't think had another name.
Again, you don't use it to bucket. It sounds like you name hats.
You
like,
don't fish with the hat either. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
But
I'm
like you like hats named after like baseball cap because you wear when you play baseball, or like beekeeper hat or gardening
keep
hat.
Keep the bees.
Like you like it when it's the action that you're doing. Like
no, it just I'm not saying I like it more. It makes more sense, right? It's just
that's literally
bit.
The same thing. Is it not?
I do like things that make sense. Anyway, I know what it is now. It's the hat that you put all the fishing lures on. That's the bucket hat.
So right? I don't like the bucket hat. The bucket hat might be one of my least favorite, but it is it is in style coming back. It is like a Gen Z sort of style hat these days.
I can even see, for sure. Like,
the gardening hat, is that just like a big
umbrella type hat? Yeah. Right. Yes, and that's very stylish too.
This is a tough matchup.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, so we would never, well, I don't know, would you ever do the gardening hat for fashion? I guess I feel like I wouldn't, or I don't have that available to me.
I wouldn't be able to pull it off.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But I could see myself wearing some sort of big lidded hat that's not.
Yeah, more straw hat type, like, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think I can picture what you're saying.
If I'm going on something that involved it, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
like the hat that I'm thinking of, I think it's like called a Panama hat, maybe.
Let me look that up. Whoops, I just looked up Panama.
Okay, that might fall in a different category, which we might get into
later. Hold on.
Yeah, you know what, I'm looking at the bracket and it might go under a different one.
Okay, gardening hat. Oh, this looks more of like a, this is a hat my dad would wear. This is like almost a safari-ish kind of hat.
Which one?
Actually.
Which one are you talking about?
The gardening hat. But when I'm looking at it, I see a lot of different ones, honestly. I don't know actually what they're talking about.
I think
I'm imagining the umbrella looking one. That's what I'm imagining. Right. Which I think makes the most
sense. I think I'm going to go bucket here, even though it's my least favorite.
Just
because
it's easier to pin down a little bit.
I just think it probably wins this matchup, if that makes sense.
Are bucket hats a little quirky?
They're very quirky.
A little bit indie kid kind of thing.
You know who wore a bucket hat a lot?
Very Austin. What's up? Not you, Austin. The city, Austin.
Juan had a specific bucket hat he would wear.
To like the beach or
to
something.
To chess tournaments.
Oh, to chess. What? Like, that's good interesting. Luck charm.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me.
We'll ask him the next time he's on the podcast. I'm good with bucket hat as well.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, because I like the quirkiness of it, and I think it's fair to say it's a little bit more accessible as a like a fashion accessory. Third matchup of the first round. This is the number three cowboy hat versus number six fedora hats.
Even though I know who's going to win, this is also surprisingly a tougher matchup than you might think.
Is it? Interesting. Yeah.
I think the fedora is obviously, should probably be an 8 seed maybe. It's okay. Probably.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I know how you feel about
it. It's been fedoras. Like taken over. That's kind of like the loser person's hat. But it's,
you're the kid at the party with the fedora, right?
Like, not me. No.
You're not? Okay.
But just like,
sometimes he's really cool. You just got to talk to him. I'm serious. Whatever.
He's the kid in the meme where all these people don't know that of my sweet fedora hat collection.
Yeah, exactly. My sweet fedora hat collection. And why for you, you hate fedora hats so much. Why is it such a hard
matchup? Well, it's become basically a meme, right? Of like,
yeah.
Well, the hard matchup for me is because these aren't too far shaped from each other, cowboy and fedora. Like they both have like that. Like,
yeah, I guess.
That like give in the top. And they're both
a lot different
shaped.
Though.
I mean, cowboy hats all hats are a lot different, but I'm just saying like generally shaped.
They're closer
wise,
than some of the other ones. Sure. Right. Yeah. What are you, like a 5 gallon or like a 10 gallon hat kind of guy? I'm talking about fedoras, if you don't know.
They're just talking about like water.
You know what? For me, actually, I lean a little to cowboy hat because let me tell you, also another kind of.
Well, I'm going cowboy completely.
You are? Oh, man. We're just agreeing on everything today. I, not a joke, real thing. My grandfather used to wear, he was a rancher, right? So he had property in Mexico. I mean, my family still has the property, I suppose. And so he'd always wear a cowboy hat, and that was kind of like one of his signature things. It's like wears grandpa's hat, and that's actually something that I kind of like remember about him. And
that's cool
and stuff. So yeah, so cowboy hat for me, that works.
Well,
for
we
me.
Live in Texas,
and we do.
We see cowboy hats more often than I think.
Yeah,
a normal person maybe.
And because we lived
in the
South
Valley.
Texas, yeah,
exactly. Where every old person wears a cowboy hat.
That's right. They're
you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you hit a certain
age. If you
want
to fit in with the old people.
Yeah. You get a cowboy hat. I'm actually been wanting to buy a new one for, because I do have one.
And you
I
do
need
have
to buy
one.
A new one. Yeah.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah. That's a real thing. There's a big culture of like ranchero culture, like where we're from. And definitely. That's the cowboy hats were like a big thing there.
I just want to point out for the record, this was not close. I was going cowboy hat. I just wanted to say.
Oh, okay. You said it was difficult, but not.
Yeah, I said it was an easy matchup, but it's tougher than you might think, I guess.
Oh, sorry. Well. Okay, I see. It wasn't just a. I feel you. I probably maybe could have gone either, but no.
There's
no
why
reason
it's
for
the
me
six
to...
seed, because the seventh is what it is, and the eighth is a beekeeper hat. It's like the last like real hat, I guess.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, yeah.
Speaking of, let's get the last two seeds in here. So number seven is the hard hat, the most functional of all of these, I suppose. And the second seed is going to be the beanie.
Ooh, which, I don't know. The beanie's kind of functional. If you think about it.
It won't save you from getting like a killed by a brick falling on your head.
It keeps
right?
you keeps you warm. Keeps your ears warm.
Not in like sub-zero temperatures, right?
In
this
like
will protect
30
you from a
degree
brick.
Temperature. Okay, this next will... time, next winter, you wear a hard hat. No. Next no, winter, you wear a hard hat. I'll wear a beanie, and then we'll go to a building site every single day. Every single day, you'll wear a hard hat. I'll wear a beanie the whole day,
and we see who suffers like the least or the most.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw rocks at you.
You're just going to be cold. I mean.
And let's break these down a little bit more. Not trying to drag it out, but I feel like I can maybe make a case for the hard hat. But let me
no,
tell
you
me
can't.
Why.
No,
tell
you
me why
can't.
I can't. Tell what's your
because as soon as you're
so
as soon
better?
As you're as soon as you're stepping off that lot, you're taking it off. Right? It is functional. It's the same as the beekeeper hat. It's okay. Functional. And it's not like terrible looking.
Then you get to like carry it around. Oh, you know what? You carry your lunch in it.
It's that. Not okay. Well,
hold on.
You can just carry your.
You
lunch.
Can use it for anything else, really. You can use it as a literal bucket hat. You put water in it, right? Right.
Anyway, the beanie is fashionable right now, and it does keep you. I'm not saying it's
beanie
more
was
functional.
It like when ska was cool, right? So beanie is the
you,
ska.
You motherfucker, you wear beanies.
No, I wore beanies.
No, you wear like, beanies,
which is why I know you know that it's just not.
You're like the most person I've seen in a beanie. I want to say,
really?
Yeah.
Are all your friends construction workers? That was good. All right, I'll give myself that one.
Well, I'm gonna vote for a beanie here. I think I feel like you lowered it. Like
it's
I feel
hard.
Like a beanie's gonna have a touch second hat second matchup.
Yeah.
But
I mean the beanie is like a legit number two seed. It is strong. Before we move beanie on, could the hard hat do any of the jobs that any of these other hats can do, except the beanie, I guess. Because we went over
you
that.
Can tip it like a fedora.
You can tip it like a fedora. It'll protect you from bees.
No, not true.
It'll protect you from baseballs.
I guess that. Well, the baseball
the right place,
cat doesn't protect you from
hold on.
Baseballs. So I'll say that.
It protects you from the sun while you're playing baseball.
Is your hot take that the hard hat will move up in if we do this again in like 10 years?
Ooh!
Like I'll
no,
take the beekeeper hat, and you take like we're both buying stonks. Yeah, beekeeper and hard hat.
I think it should move up now, but sure, I'll take you up on that
okay,
if we do this
good.
In 10 years.
We'll
if we're live in 10 years,
doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ooh, you know what? Let's see what? Which ones move on in the No Joke podcast bracket because we haven't listened to it.
We have not listened to it,
so that can be how we decide this little. Whichever one goes farther.
I don't think either of them right. are moving on, sure. But
you think so?
Off,
oh, well,
but...
then we were both right, wrong. I don't know.
I have some honorable mentions.
Sure. Of hats?
Yeah,
sorry,
of hats.
Sorry, go on.
I'll do like I'll say like the little newsboy hat, the Peaky Blinders hat. You
okay.
know what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Yeah. I think so.
I'll give that an honorable mention.
That's not a bowler hat, right?
I don't know what they're
bowler
called.
Bowler hat's the round one from the early New York, like, what, 20s? I don't know, decades.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Oh, it's a little, if you, yeah, It's a little different. Okay. Yeah. No, that's a different one.
Okay. Gotcha. But anyway, yeah, if it's similar to that.
I'm thinking of a beret type thing, right?
Okay.
And I will say a crown as my honorable mention.
Ooh, is it like a little bit rude of you to call a crown a hat?
No. What do you do with it?
Are you saying it's a lesser thing?
What monarchy are you kissing ass to right now?
I just have respect for all monarchies who would take me, I suppose.
Crown you put on your head, it's literally a hat.
It means something, though. It makes you something. Like a bucket hat doesn't make you a bucket.
Well, baseball cap. Like, is it more important if you're a baseball player? Like, are you stealing valor from like the baseball players when you wear one?
I feel like if we're gonna go with that logic, we should call it a fishing hat then, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. The baseball, you don't fish in baseball caps.
The bucket.
What's your problem with the bucket hat?
The name. Are you not listening to me? This is our issue. We do a podcast, and emotionally, he's just absent.
Do you have any honorable mentions besides my crown? And
I do. The sleepy cap with the little thing on it.
Nobody wears those.
Like Sleepy Jay. Except not
Scrooge
anymore.
McDuck and no. Like.
Not anymore, but that was based on a reality, that cartoon. You know?
Imagine getting ready for bed and putting on your fucking sleepy hat.
I'm putting on a hat.
That's very funny.
I sleep with a hard hat just in case, nice. You know? Just in case. I want to catch a fish.
I do like that. We might need to expand this bracket if we do it again.
I think I laughed too much in this episode, actually.
You're fine.
The audio is going to be terrible. All right. So what do we have then? It's going to be baseball versus bucket and cowboy versus beanie.
Is that you? Is this in the podcast?
Yeah. Well, that's up to you, I guess. But that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then baseball hat versus the bucket hat. What do you think? Ooh, bucket hat maybe has the quirkiness, right?
I don't know. You hate you. What? You don't like it.
I am.
You think
baseball?
The name is
no,
off.
No. The name is off. The name's off.
Am I listening or am I not listening to you correctly? Right.
Either way, it's the wrong choice. Let me tell you. I'm allowed to change my opinion in less than a minute. But I just thought it'd be cool. We always have the Hershey's, but we don't always find the Twix. But the bucket hat.
As much as I hate what you just said, I love what you just said.
That's our entire podcast.
We found the Twix, the quirky hat.
I think actually maybe.
Even and though it is the quirky hat, I'm still going baseball cap because the bucket wallet is like quirky and like fashionable if you're in that sort of phase. I don't think it's as accessible. I don't think anyone can just rock a bucket hat.
Okay.
While the baseball cap I feel like is almost timeless.
Okay. And you have possession, yeah?
I do have possession and I would use it if you force me to.
I think I'm gonna force you there.
All right, let's play the music.
For the hat with the wrong name.
You made me use possession on a hat of a name you don't even agree with.
No, I don't agree with the name of the hat. I agree with the hat.
Yeah, that's what I said. A hat of a name that you don't even agree with. With the name that you don't even agree with.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to try to communicate. yeah, but it's not
it's a weird
the name.
Thing to not like. Yeah,
it's a weird conversation to be having. Let me tell you, it's about what's it's not the don't judge a book by its cover, right? Or the title, I suppose.
Is
in
that
this case.
Hat the only hat that is named after like its shape?
Ooh, hard. That's I guess the density of it. What's a fedora?
What did you just ask me?
Sorry, what's a fedora, like a bird? Let's, give me a minute.
Okay, you know what? Baseball cap one. Let's just move on.
I already said that. Yeah, that's fine.
You have to move us on, man.
No, I'm stuck in the fedora thing.
Oh my god.
In Orthodox Judaism,
it might be like important. From a place of origin.
I don't see it.
Fedora, Italy. Does that sound real?
Oh yeah, maybe you're right. Fedora, Italy. I like that. Anyway, let's wrap up the tournament, and then we can muse about the etymology of fedora. That's going to be a cowboy hat versus beanie. This one's a little bit easier for me. Not super easy.
But... I was leaning beanie until you trashed it against the hard hat.
Really?
And now I'm leaning cowboy hat.
Ooh. I like both of these, though. I was just going to go beanie and call it a day, but, well, I do greenies. A greenies? I agreenies that beanies.
Nice.
It's pretty fashionable. Anybody who chooses to wear a beanie for many, many years, but especially in high school. Sorry?
Has it become like too mainstream? Like, has it become like too functional? Like the hard hat?
Every time we say the word hat, I'm thinking more brim. Right?
It's a hat. It belongs in the
Does it?
It feels like you're asking if it belongs in the bracket.
So is a yarmulke a hat then?
Yes.
Wow.
Same okay. with the crown, like the honorable mentions. You're having a hard time about if it goes on your head, it's a hat.
What about a bow? A bow goes on your head.
It's a bow.
A bow hat.
It's a bow.
All right. I wanted this to be a shorter episode. I don't think I'm going to use my possession. Yeah, I was going to say,
you're going to use it immediately?
No, and it's not even that. It's just I don't feel strongly enough.
I get it.
For a beanie. And you know what? Cowboy hats, I think, part of my culture, part of my family. I'm okay with cowboy hat moving on for sure.
Here's where I'm going to have the tough problem, the finals.
Cowboy hat versus bucket hat.
No, man. I use the possession.
Possession. It's whenever you use the possession, it messes me up a little bit.
It's one that you don't agree with?
Yeah, I just want what I believe to be the
just
reality.
Just announce the finals, please.
Baseball cap versus cowboy hat.
What are you leaning? Because I'm kind of having trouble here.
Cowboy cap versus baseball.
It's 55 minutes in, man.
Sorry, man. You know what? I'm going to go with cowboy hats because I don't wear baseball caps.
Baseball caps are my favorite caps. I'm wearing one literally right now.
Right. They're probably the most used.
It says, honey. And I will go cowboy. I think it's like, I think it showed up this tournament.
I would bet money that cowboy hat won the No Joke Podcast tournament as well. I'm serious.
Now it's just going to sound like that we listen to them. You know what I mean? I kind of hope it doesn't.
I mean, we could be wrong. Yeah, I guess so too. No, legit. Like I hate them now. I'm just kidding.
I think
I love you guys. If you ever listen to this,
I think on a different day or like any sort of different conversations that we had during it, baseball cap would have easily, the Hershey's would have easily won this. But I think the cowboy hat, like what you said, like it represented for you and like where we come from. Yeah. And like, I think it's also a good, like, I also really want to buy one because I need a new one to wear. Like, it's just a nice hat, I think.
Dude, if you show up with a cowboy hat, you're ready to party, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, that's... cowboy hat guy.
But you're right. Baseball beats fedora, beats hard hat, beats beanie for me if it's in the finals.
For sure. Same here.
I like cowboy hat, though. I think it's...
I think it won this matchup here in tournament style.
That's right. We've had a streak of the Hershey's winning as well. I think cowboy hat is a good one to break it. That's tournament style. That's the hat bracket that we stole from the No Joke podcast.
Yeah, shout out No Joke.
Shout out No Joke. To be fair, they stole the whole tournament thing from us, which we do... are working on copywriting. Cowboy hat is the best hat, is the winner of the hat bracket today.
If you're randomly here from the No Joke podcast
one day
and you like that they did a bracket in that episode, listen to us, right? Like, yeah, we do that all the time.
We do this all the time. The last few episodes, you know, skip to like the 50 minute
mark.
The
name of this episode is literally going to be No Joke Podcast, so
I like it. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Austin, any shout outs? What do we call this? Plugs, shout outs.
Yeah. Shout out, No Joke. We mentioned BXG. Shout out them too. You can find and follow me at Austin A. Garza on Twitter and Instagram. And please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, even if you're not listening to this on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out if you go rate and review there. And yeah, just one more episode of this nightmare of Get Em A Hosting, and I'll be back in the chair. So yeah.
Wait, you don't know what you're going to get, too.
God.
I have so much range at this point, really.
Well, those are my plugs.
Well, shout out to everyone who listens, especially if you're listening to the end. Shout you out. Thanks for listening. Thank you for supporting. More and more of like my friends are talking to me about the podcast and stuff. And we know like people listen already, but it's cool to now be connecting with our audience, because I think that's a super important part of making like content. And I hope we get more get there more and more. I'm gonna keep putting up clips. Maybe this will be a clip, but shout out to you for listening. And yeah, I've been dead lately, but go listen to some with old Within City Limits episodes. And keep an eye out. I'll have some more stuff coming up in the late spring, in the summer, and then we're going to try to do some extra stuff fall and winter, all coming from kind of me, Austin, and the friend group. But thank you for listening to Tournament Style. And yeah, check us out on Instagram check me out on Instagram at The Great Gia, also on Twitter. Check out Tournament Style on Twitter at Tournament Pod. And I think an Instagram exists somewhere, but you know, that's for the future. So peace.
Bye.
This podcast is written and produced independently by Austin Garza and Guillermo Delgado in Austin, Texas.